Well, at least he responded, big dog.
Honestly, I was really worried about hearing that first version, but I'm glad the actual version came out. I'm like, wow, this the beat was much, much better. Yeah. And the way he delivered it too, like the lines sound even better as
Right.
well
He
too.
didn't. The first version that came out seemed like it was a sent, maybe like a demo, maybe like a test version, you know, before
See how
they
he was
ironed
gonna
out the
say the
kinks.
words, see how he was gonna perform it, all of that.
And you know what? I'll say this. The Weeknd recently said that there were leaks in Drake's camp, right?
Yeah.
What's a better way to find out if there's a leak in a camp by sending everybody different versions of the song and finding out which version gets leaked? I'm telling you, this is 4D chess right now. Okay, look, before I get
That's a smart
into
move.
it, is a smart move. That I feel like it was one of those scenes in The Departed, you know, where he
Honestly,
finds the rat. He's like, you have to write down your information here, and I'm gonna be able to find the rat. Nah, you know what? Like, there's a lot of different conversations going on online right now. I didn't necessarily like the first version of this. I thought it was weak in its performance, like we just mentioned. I thought he was being lackadaisical. I thought some of the bars didn't really hit like they were supposed to. Like, I saw where it was going, but it didn't hit the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, like that
It's
whole like split plant pants bottom was kind of weak.
Yeah,
That's
I
what
was
made
like,
me think
what?
it was AI.
Honestly, even still, the split pant bar, I'm
Yeah,
like,
he
come
would
on,
still.
dog. Like, for real? Like, are we being real right now? Like, that's what you that's your best foot forward? Are we being real? But I will say, the beat change, I think it's Boy Wonder who did it. The beat, and just like that performance, the little piano in the background, the beat
The
drops,
breaks.
the breaks. Yeah, I thought the Metro bar actually was much better in the second version than the first version because of the beat drop, right?
For
Because
sure,
now
yeah.
you're using the beat drop, the producer, drums, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it had a lot to it. Man, there's so much, because he did address everybody, you
Yeah,
know.
let's start with the first one. Let's start with
Okay.
Kendrick, man.
All right.
The very iconic bar that he keeps using so often, the dropping give me 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think he knows a lot of what Kendrick's deal is like.
Yeah,
And he's been
probably.
sprinkling it for a very long time. He's telling us that, oh, anytime Top says to do something, you gotta do it basically. So drop and give me 50. Anytime Top says jump or drop is how low or high you want me to go. That's why he ain't dropping enough. The audacity, man. It is crazy, man.
I'm not gonna,
It is
yeah, I mean,
crazy.
look, the whole like Maroon 5 verse plus Swifty
The
thing,
Swiftie, yeah.
yeah, I mean, look, that's valid. It's valid. You know, we were talking about this last week where we're like, what would Drake really have to go at Kendrick? And it was, you know, he started his career in a lot of ways. And he was like, number one fan, I'm the one that gave you out. I had to hand you your number one. That was his very opening bar. I thought he had a lot to say about Kendrick, but also I felt like he kept some heat in the tuck. He mentioned Kendrick's wife's name, Whitney.
Yeah, that part was listen now, listen.
I can go deeper if I want to. Right, yeah.
No, but last time when he mentioned someone's wife, when he mentioned Virginia Williams, man, and Pusha T took the gloves off, and then Drake went to the barbershop and said he's taking things too far. If Kendrick comes out right now and does the exact same thing and takes the glove off for dissing his wife, do not go sit another barbershop with LeBron. Do not being dead serious. You didn't learn your lesson the first time. You can't do it the second time. And people are like, oh, it's just a simple Whitney Houston bar. Nah, they're talking about
No,
that
he's not.
movie with my guy,
With
Kevin
Whitney Houston and
Costner.
Bodyguard.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was a good movie still,
It
eh?
was a good movie. But he's talking about potentially Whitney having an affair with a bodyguard of Kendrick's.
Yeah,
That's
so
what the
Kendrick comes out and pops out. Don't do the same thing you did like in Pusha, man.
So
You can't
I'll
do
say
that.
this. I think the theory going around by Drake stands, and I say Drake stands because I think it's important to clarify who these theories are being pitched by. Drake stands are saying that this was, okay, I'm giving you a light jab so that you can drop your best shit, and then I got something in the tuck to finish things off. That's what Drake stands are saying. Some similar to the whole charged up back to back situation.
His go-to move, yeah. People say like it's Drake's go-to, like he's done it more than once. Like he coined the whole thing of like, you know, a sneak, like a setup. People think he coined a setup in rap beef. I can't stand people on the timeline. I really can't.
You know what's crazy? I actually thought the bars that maybe hit the most for me were to Ross. Like, I think Ross needs to respond
Yeah.
maybe more than anybody else. You know, like, yeah,
Yeah.
obviously Kendrick is gonna respond and we'll see how that happens. But like, outside of Kendrick, like, bro, he had it for Ross. Like, I don't know what it was. He said, you know, this man's almost 50. Every single number one he had is because of Drizzy, which is true, which is, I mean, you
It's
go.
not true.
You,
It's not true.
Nat, you look back at the number ones Ross has had in his career. I'm on one. It's the Don't Stop, Pop That, you know, also all of
Okay,
them.
yeah, but that's true. But it's like there's some of them, right? Like they're not all of them. Like Pop That was 36. There's other ones that charted higher. You have New Flame with Chris Brown and Usher, 27. Obviously, All I Do Is Win, T-Pain. There's the one with T.I. I forgot which one it's called, just him and T.I. Like, I guess what Drake is kind of saying, like, yeah, he can kind of get away with it, but not really. Like, Ross has been around for a while still. Like, he does have hits with other artists.
I agree with you. I just think what he said was grounds for Ross to respond like immediately.
I just
And
want them to make more music, man. I'm just trying to make it piece it together, man.
yeah,
I
I
want to
mean,
piece it together.
yeah, the other thing is like this is great for hip hop. This is beautiful because
Oh yeah.
the genre was it was hanging on by a couple of different
Honestly,
threads.
yeah.
And
I was about
yeah.
to do one of those self-deprecating pods again. We have to listen for
How
his
many
15
times have
minute
I
rants.
had that little rant about how this ain't the same hip hop, this ain't the juice,
Oh.
and like the juice is being injected into this genre right now.
For
Kendrick
sure.
responded, the Future. Honestly, I think the biggest winner out of all of this is Future, who didn't really get a diss. Like, no, Drake didn't like say Future's name. Drake didn't mention Future in any sort of way. He went at The Weeknd, he went at Ross, he went at Kendrick, he talked even about Ja Morant, like, but he didn't necessarily
Also, yeah, he got everybody.
he didn't
Everyone catching
necessarily
straight.
mention Future's name or like bring up something that was re like I'm sure some of these are all related to Future, but
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, I think he might go back up at Future again, man. Now they look back at it, that song, What Would Pluto Do? Is just mad disrespectful now.
Yeah.
If I'm Future, I'm making obviously what he did with We Don't Trust You. Like, that's mad disrespectful.
Man, I love it though. I love this whole thing. I'm loving the
I love it.
negativity. I'm loving the negativity. I want more beef. I want it to be a war of words for years on end. I want people to go back and forth. I want Drake to respond, then Kendrick to respond, and then Drake to respond back, and Kendrick. Like, I want them to go back and forth. But it is
Yeah.
funny that he said drop and give me 50 because now he's
Yeah.
saying release it so that he can top can get 50% again. Oh man.
Oh man, I don't even know what to tell you. What are you giving this diss track?
The new version, I'm gonna give it like a 3.7 out of 5. The new version, I definitely give it a 3.7 out of 5. I didn't like look, we've heard Drake rap, right?
Yeah.
We've heard 5 AM in Toronto, we've heard all the time code songs, right? We've heard all the times where he's sat down and really wrote some shit and has rapped his ass off.
Yeah.
Was this that? No, it wasn't. And maybe he's holding back. Maybe he's saying, all right, cool. I'm gonna throw a jab. You're gonna respond. And I'm gonna drop something that's nuclear.
Yeah.
Maybe. But for now, it's a 3.7 out of 5.
Yeah, I can't believe he created that in hip hop, man. Like the setup, man. Crazy in hip hop beef, man. Kudos to the starter, man. The OG Drake. But
What are you
that'll
giving
take
it?
this year. I'm gonna give it a solid 4. But I can't give it no room for improvement, A, because I thought it was AI because of the first version. And that split bar, I can't get that split bar out of my head. It's just so bad. Like,
It's
I just
bad.
can't.
Yeah.
I
No, it's
can't give
bad.
it
You're right.
more than a 4 just for that. But I also get to 4 because he had to attack like bare people in like 3 minutes and change. He had to
Right.
attack Kendrick, Ross, Future, Metro Weekend, literally Ja Morant. Like, everybody's getting shots out here, right?
Look,
So I'm going to
he
give it a
wouldn't be the
4.
first rapper to do that. I would let y'all know. Go listen to Takeover by Jay-Z, where
Yeah.
he went off on everybody. I look, I get it. I think it is a four. I think some of the bars were weak and fell flat. Some of the parts that people like are gonna be heightened. The Metro part, whatever. The Rick Ross part, sure. I don't know. I think I gotta wait and see what Kendrick's response is, and I also gotta see what Drake's response is to that, because then it gets interesting, you know?
Yeah, to be honest. So I think it could be a little slap slap. Nothing too crazy. Even though he did attack everyone, I don't think Kendrick got it the worst, like you were saying. I think Rick Ross and honestly Metro probably got it the worst out of all the people. So
Yeah, no, you're
whatever.
right. You're right. Maybe
Yeah.
he's got something to tuck. Who knows?
Listen, MMG 7, we're getting a reunion. I need Wally on the hook. I need me on the intro. It's time to team up like Voltron and then get back. Now we can't be adding more people. It's like already like 20 versus 1. He already said it's 20
It
versus
really is
1.
20 versus 1. Yeah,
No,
I think at this point though, like you can't have any collabs anymore. Just go 1v1, you know?
yeah, it's
Yeah.
gonna have to be 1v1 and leave it at that. But there you have it. And the fight continues, right? Perfect. Isn't a perfect ride on UFC 300? The fights are going off. The gloves are off. Let's go,
All right,
baby.
bro.
Drake, drop and give me 50. There you have it. Until next time, it's the Boys from Noga Podcast. We'll see you soon.
You're